En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos, sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
All right, we're going to get to the phones here in a second. Want to know from you if you're someone skeptical, you have doubts, you call yourself a Lions hater or not, what's holding you back from believing in this team as a Super Bowl team? Ticket Tech says, with the deadline approaching, I'd love to see Brad get some help on the offensive line to John's point. That's Joey in a van. They need to consistently beat top-tier teams like Green Bay and Kansas City. Right now, they're 2-2 against such teams. Anyone who says the Lions aren't in a select group of the top teams aren't looking at the rest of the teams in the league. Everyone has blemishes, many ugly blemishes. Every team has flaws. I guess when you have Daryl from Macomb calling in, this is what you get, Nick in Clarkston. Well, if you are Daryl in Macomb, call in and defend yourself. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Nick. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
What's up?
Good.
Good, good. So I'm not a Lions hater by any means. I love this team. I think right now they're a glass cannon where I think they're capable of beating any team that they come up against at any given week. But if any injury comes their way, I know it's next man up, but I think this team could fall apart. It's our depth chart has taken a big hit in the secondary and our offensive line. It seems like our only strongest, most stable core is our wide receivers right now. And if we could get a couple of key pieces, like in that offensive line or in that secondary, we could really just knock it out of the park.
So they didn't prove to you last week when, as you say, you know, if they get a key injury, I mean, everyone in the secondary was out, yet they played well enough to get a win against a team that throws the ball around.
No, you're absolutely right. And I praise the defense for it. It's just how many times can that happen?
Well, it happened 15 times last year when the defense was just devastated with injuries up front, different position, but
you're right. And I don't want to, like, I'm not trying to doom and gloom.
No, Nick, I don't want to accuse you of that. I actually just want to follow up. I'm not interrogating you. Like, is there a certain thing you need to see? Is it a certain game they need to win, a certain position group? You know, you highlighted some of the areas they're banged up. Like, what do you need to see to be like, hey, man, I'm right there with you guys. This team's winning the Super Bowl.
It might be the Commanders. I think if we can really put that behind us, and I think that we will, but if we can go in there and win and really exercise those demons from last year, there's nothing holding us back.
Appreciate it, Nick. Good stuff.
Like they did against Dallas last year from
the year before. Or even San Francisco the year before. Yep. They had something to prove in that spot. Remember, there was a spot they didn't need to win, but
right, but they went out there and they admitted that, like, hey, that one was, bothered them.
Yeah, it was intentional. Twitch says they'll be judged by Thanksgiving Day.
Green Bay.
Yeah. And a couple texts echoing it says, it's going to suck if we lose the North because of a stupid tie. And regardless of where you have the Lions or Green Bay, the Packers are winning the division. Their schedule is exponentially easier than Detroit, even though I think Detroit's the better team.
You can win the division because of the tie, too, by the way.
Right.
Simply, if each team wins out, you get to Thanksgiving, you beat them, you're ahead of them by the tie.
Yes. Right.
Can I say something here just in what we're trying to do?
Yeah.
Everybody's either going to one extreme or the other. This is just constructive criticism. If you think the team has a flaw right now and therefore you don't have confidence, that doesn't make you a bad person.
No, we're not vilifying anybody, by the way. No.
Right. It's just like, I think the way the world is right now, where one thing has to be 8 miles over here or 10 miles over here, and there can't be some middle ground here. That's what we're just trying to do.
Right. And we're able to discuss that, like the last caller that called in and said, if there's an injury, well, we had 3 injuries and a suspension last week. And so I'm just trying to point out where I think, where I'm coming from, not necessarily in terms of the power surge, but in terms of the obstacles that this team has been able to overcome.
Get to Duncan in Detroit. Duncan, good morning.
Good morning. What's going on, fellas?
Good morning.
So I'm an optimist. So my first thing is, Alain McNeil being back, I don't know how many people don't remember how great we was with defense last year before him and Hutch went down. But mm-hmm. Yeah, he's going to disrupt that pocket, get a quarterback, no time to throw. And I think that's going to help our defense tremendously. My only knock is I'm worried about Jared Goff not throwing the ball to J-Mo deep. He doesn't do it. I can't understand why. Like, he's a 4-2, what? Most DBs is not as fast as. Give him a try. Give him a chance. And I think at least twice a game, and they open up the offense even more.
There's another gear to this offense, and it's one where he's featured. You know, we've taken phone calls on J-Mo a couple days in a row here now. They got to protect up front. John, to your point about making sure they're stable up front.
Yeah.
And those shot plays are going to come.
So here's what I'm taking out of that. I'm reminded of John Madden had this rule with Randy Moss. He said, I would throw it up to him twice a quarter. Before it was a thing, F it, Randy Moss down there somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, are we saying that Jameson Williams is to that level of Randy Moss? And look, Madden said, hey, look, that's 8 times a game. So no, I don't think we would do it 8 times a game, but are we at that point with J-Mo where
2 times a game?
Yeah, throw it.
Once a half to challenge?
F it, J-Mo down there somewhere.
Ideally, it's coming off of hard play action,
sure.
Safety's biting, he gets a step, and you just go, hey, go get the football. Ticket text on something that's holding them back. Easy answer, Jared Goff. We can't win a Super Bowl with him at quarterback. Another one says 2 reasons. Goff is not firing on all cylinders this season. And the Lions' defense prior to now. I don't understand what that means. It says, I hope they learn their lesson from the Tigers. Sitting on your hands does nothing when a championship is within reach. Steve in Rochester. They have no edge opposite Hutch is the biggest reason. A secondary prone to injury, and Goff chokes under pressure equals no Super Bowl. These are the concerns people have. I believe this offense still has another level to unlock. They've looked great at times, but there's still something a bit off from last year with Ben Johnson's offense. Great teams get better as the season goes, though, and I have confidence in this team to be playing their best ball offensively when it matters most.
So, in regards to Jared Goff, I mean, does anybody really believe he's having a bad season? Like, I mean, he's 13th in total passing yards, but his completion percentage is 75%. And he hasn't hit J-Mo deep, but J-Mo has, in large part, and I know this is why people say, oh, well, you're paying $30 million for a decoy. Defenses have been taking away J-Mo. Amon-Ra St. Brown is going off so far this year. So if a defense is trying to take away J-Mo, they can't take away both. They're trying to take away the explosive play. And it's death by 1,000 cuts when you have Amon-Ra St. Brown for 12, Amon-Ra St. Brown for 15, Laporta for 8, Jahmyr Gibbs for 25.
Yep.
I'm not buying into that.
Jared Goff on the season, 15 touchdowns, 3 interceptions.
Yeah.
If you want to tell me he could have played better in certain spots, like they needed to score more than 7 points in the second half at Arrowhead, hey, I'll listen to that. If you don't like the points they left on the table against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Monday Night Football, cool, heard, gotcha. But I also don't think he's having some terrible season.
Right.
And I do think it comes back to what you continue to point out. Taylor Decker, getting him right, solidifying a consistent front five, because then you'll run it, you'll have time to get J-Mo the ball, and Goff's going to have fewer mistakes. I mean, it all just goes back to that. Tech says it's unrealistic to think the Lions will win every game. I'm on board that they've shown they're a contender. They've shown they can make the postseason, and I think it's a Super Bowl team. Guys, it's got to be a dominant win against the Packers on Thanksgiving to right the wrongs, Tom and Canton. The biggest shortfall is Goff. He's a pocket quarterback. When the pocket crumbles, so does he, Kevin in Farmington Hills. Love the Lions. I'm looking for them to prove they can win a close game against one of the other top teams. So they get punished because Tampa didn't keep it close.
Right.
That's what that text is telling me.
Yeah.
If Tampa would have scored a touchdown in the fourth to make it a one-score game, then this guy would have been satisfied.
Right. Or you go to Baltimore and you put up 38. Now, I know the defense isn't great this year, yeah, but you come away going to Baltimore with a win and find a way to stop Lamar Jackson with 7 sacks.
Yep.
And Derrick Henry.
But apparently it wasn't a close game, so it doesn't count.
It was closer than Tampa.
I know. He says they have to win a close game against the top team.
Okay.
Defense stepped up against the Bucs. The caller was right about injuries, though. Practice squad guys aren't going to sustain long-term. Get a decent edge in a corner, and we're good.
Well, I agree that week in, week out, you don't want to have a whole bunch of backups in there. But Kirby Joseph will be back. Brian Branch will be back this week. And I
DJ Reed and Terrion Arnold at some point, too.
Right, and I think Amik Robertson has played really well. And he may not be a quote-unquote starter, but I think on a lot of other teams, he would be.
We all want the Lions to add because we want them to get better. And if you're not getting better, you're getting worse, and other teams are going to add. But it's going to be tough to predict the injury that you're filling.
Right.
Right? Like
at this time of year.
Right. Hey, I got to make a decision next Tuesday. Who's going to get injured in January? And I got to be right. You know what I'm saying? Like when you really think about it like that, like, yeah, they should do their due diligence and bolster some key position groups. But the wrong guy gets injured in January and you're going to have to make up for it in other areas.
Right. Which, okay, we saw him do week in, week out
on Monday
last
night.
Week.
How about Aleem McNeil? Let's connect some dots here.
Yeah.
The Legion of Whom had a great day. A lot of that's because Aleem McNeil and the D-line did their job and Baker was uncomfortable. He missed some guys that were open because I think his timing was off in that Monday night game.
Well, it was off and he was getting hit. He was getting pushed out of the pocket. And that's kind of where he excels, is being that gunslinger, get out of the pocket and make something happen. But he just couldn't do it against this defense.
Talk to Dan Campbell at 8 o'clock. Name that Lion later in the show. A chance to win Lions tickets. It's 97.1.
Hey, it was a steamy summer, and we have yet to hit some really cold weather, but we all know that first blast of winter cold is right around the corner. At some point, Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical will do a complete furnace checkup right now and make sure it's running properly, but probably more important, it's safely. Right now, it's only $79. That's $30 off the regular price, so give them a call today because spots fill up quickly. Don't forget, Mastercraft does plumbing, electrical, and they offer the installation of generators as well, all at discounted prices, so give them a call now. You can find more information on the web at mastercraftheating.com. That's mastercraftheating.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required. Just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wings pick up a win last night on the road in St. Louis, the second road win of the year. It's the best they've looked on the road this season, and they'll have four more as they head out west. Open the show asking something or nothing. Mm-hmm. I think you'll have a much better idea at the end of this road trip. But Dylan Larkin scores a pair. He's up to 16 points in 10 games, off to the best start in his career. He's among the league leaders in points, and he's a plus nine. He also had DeBrincat score in back-to-back games. So people are feeling good regardless. To the phones we go. We brought up the Lions. John has them number one in the power surge yet again. We've often discussed this team as a Super Bowl team. If you're someone that's just not buying it yet, let us know. We're not going to interrogate you, but we want to know what's holding you back. Let's get to James and Lapeer. James, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
What's up?
Good.
I kind of feel like David Montgomery needs to be involved more in the offense, maybe even the starter. I feel like last year he kind of set the tone for the offense, and that kind of leads to the hard play action, the deep shots to JMO, kind of opens it up a little more. What are your guys' thoughts about getting him more involved? Don't get me wrong, I still think they're a Super Bowl contender, but I believe that if he gets more involved, we would be even more of a Super Bowl contender just because of what it does for the entire offense.
Well, the more you get him involved, the less Jahmyr Gibbs is involved. And I know last year it was closer to 50-50 in terms of carries and yards and all that stuff. But for Jahmyr Gibbs right now, he's just over 100 carries. And Montgomery is right near 80 carries. So it's not a huge discrepancy between the two. It's just Jahmyr Gibbs has been much more effective.
I don't disagree with that, but I was just kind of saying, like, I feel like he set the tone for the offense. And I understand that, yes, Jahmyr Gibbs is probably the better back at this point. But with that being said, I feel like the wrecking ball that David Montgomery was last year, it kind of set up the more explosive runs for Jahmyr Gibbs later on in the game because, of course, it wears down the defense, so on and so forth. And I'm not saying that Gibbs can't do that. I just feel like it would be a little more effective with Montgomery.
So when Monty missed some time at the end of last year, Gibbs really came into his own, and I think Gibbs could be a feature back. But you need both to get through a 17-game season. You want to keep tread on the tire for both of them. I'll play along. Maybe there's something to be said for getting better on third down, because Monty can get you tough yards and conversions, and if he doesn't, it sets you up for more fourth and shorts to where we know they're comfortable going for it. John, I don't know, because I also don't want to take Gibbs off the field, but maybe there's some merit to Monty moving the sticks. Tough yardage situations.
I mean, I like the way that the offense is spreading the ball around. And I know everybody says, well, we want J-Mo to get the ball more. Yes, we would. I'd love to have more 80-yard touchdowns, but are you going to take the ball out of Monroe St. Brown's hands? You going to take it out of Jahmyr Gibbs' hands? Right. Same thing asking the question of, well, Monty needs the ball more. Well, then you're not giving it to Jahmyr.
As soon as Montgomery has a 20-carry game, we're going to get the same phone call saying,
why didn't they give Jahmyr Gibbs the ball more?
Why aren't they feeding Jahmyr? He's the more talented back. Yeah. Ball in space. Come on, he needs touches. And if J-Mo has a couple big games in a row, but St. Brown has a couple two-catch days.
Yeah, what happened to
I thought he was an all-pro. Where's St. Brown at? Like, at some point, like, it's kind of whack-a-mole. Like, they can't keep right. up. They can't feed everybody. There's one football.
I would say that compare a game to a demolition. And you're not demolishing a house, you're demolishing another team. You have different tools in your tool set depending on what you need.
Right.
And I think what the caller's saying is maybe you start with a sledgehammer.
And that, Monty, is. All right, let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, a former NHL player and Michigan native, Ryan Kesler, has been arrested and charged with two counts of criminal sexual conduct, apparently related to alleged inappropriate conduct with a 16-year-old earlier this year. So he was arraigned on Monday in Bloomfield Hills. He did plead not guilty. We don't know a lot about the incident, but we do know that it was reported to police in January, and according to attorneys involved, it involved unwanted touching. But we don't have all those details. So he had been coaching AAA youth hockey. He has been suspended from that role due to these allegations. Fourth degree criminal sexual conduct is punishable by a maximum of 2 years in jail and a $500 fine. A nanny in Royal Oak has been charged with murder and denied bond after she fatally stabbed an 83-year-old grandpa while she was caring for his 3-year-old grandchild. This is such a sad, horrific story.
The details are just terrible.
Samantha Booth appeared to be experiencing a manic episode when the grandpa, David Ong, stopped by to go check on the child. He'd actually received a call from his daughter, who was traveling for work. So she had left her daughter with the nanny that they had used for years without incident, right? Thought it was a well-trusted nanny, but hadn't heard from the nanny, so said, I'm going to call my dad, have him stop by. Well, that's when he was attacked by the nanny, stabbed multiple times with a screwdriver. When she didn't hear from her dad, she called her brother-in-law. So the little child's uncle stopped by, and that's when he found the grandpa attacked. He was able to rescue the child, but he had to fight her off as well.
Wow.
Police say Booth not only killed the grandpa, but also fled from responding police, attacked the brother, the brother-in-law, and then stripped naked. She was found with psychedelic mushrooms, marijuana in her purse. She's been charged with first-degree murder and second-degree child abuse, among other charges as well.
And she said, like, she's still in the cell.
Well, that's what I had
erratically.
Heard that after she stripped off her clothes, right? She has still been held and she is still naked and refused to go to the courtroom to get her sentencing. It's bizarre and heartbreaking for sure. Listen to this. An international flight from Chicago to Frankfurt, Germany had to be diverted to Boston after a passenger stabbed two others with a fork. And I'm not talking like a little plastic fork. It was a metal fork. According to reports, a 17-year-old passenger woke up to find the suspect like standing over him. And that's when he was stabbed in like the clavicle, the shoulder area.
Going for the neck, yeah.
Oh my gosh. And then another 17-year-old boy sitting next to this kid was stabbed in the head.
Boo.
With this fork. When flight attendants tried to intervene, he continued this rage. He slapped another passenger, attacked a flight attendant. Wild, right? So the man, who is from India, had been previously admitted to the U.S. on a student visa, faces up to 10 years in prison, 3 years of supervised release, and a maximum fine of $250,000.
Got forked on a plane.
Listen to this story. There's a wild situation going on in Mississippi right now. A hostile STD-carrying monkey is on the loose, and police are warning the public to be on the lookout stay far, far away. So right. Here's what happened. There was this large trailer truck hauling lab monkeys that crashed, and during that crash, several of the monkeys just made a break for it. Authorities say the monkeys were infected with hepatitis C, herpes, and COVID.
Huh.
What? They're aggressive towards humans. Like, it sounds like an awful situation.
Obviously, it sounds like they're very aggressive
towards humans. All but one of the monkeys have been destroyed. So authorities are on the lookout for this last remaining monkey.
Do you know where that truck originated from? Tulane University.
Yes.
Tulane University Medical School. In the news again. All right.
The green wave.
Oh, no.
Pretty wild. Twix is mixing up the holidays and has released a limited edition Hallowmas Christmas pack. Well, I guess not Christmas pack. Halloween pack. Christmas pack.
Yes.
I mean, it's a combo pack, really. So it includes two pieces of candy, each inspired by Halloween and Christmas. There's one, a Twix with like a green cookie, and then there's another one that's like shaped like a snowman.
Huh.
I mean, okay. It's just for fun. You can't buy them in stores. You do have an opportunity to get them today. They were dropped on October 22nd, sold out. So today, Twix is hosting a Hallowmas giveaway that will also come with a $20,000 cash prize. You got to go on their like social media pages, Instagram posts.
Give them all your info.
And tag some friends to give them all their info. And then you could win.
Maybe. One lucky person.
Yes.
That's Heather with It Is. We don't need all kinds of information from you. We will we'll give away some Lions tickets later in the show, a chance to see this team that continues to roll. We'll talk to Dan Campbell at 8 o'clock. It's 97.1.
Hey, what's up, Detroit? It's your girl, Heather, and I'm always looking for ways to stay on top of my game, right? So you got to listen. You know how much I rely on my phone for everything. That's why I got to tell you about this insane deal from Verizon that'll help you be your best self, too. We're talking a low price on the best 5G in Detroit. Seriously, whether I'm blasting my favorite tracks in the morning commute or snagging those last-minute tickets to the hottest new flick, check this out. You can switch today and pay just $50 a month for a single line. You heard me right. $50 a month for the best 5G in Detroit when you bring your own phone and the unlimited welcome plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees. That's a no-brainer, people. Visit your nearest Detroit Verizon store today to lock in this incredible deal. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Rankings based on Root Metrics Root Score report dated 2H2024. Your results may vary. Additional terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Less than a half hour away from Lions head coach Dan Campbell joining us post bye week. Lions hosting the Minnesota Vikings this weekend. We'll have Lions tickets to give away later in the show as well, part of Name That Lion. Mm-hmm. We asked Lions fans, look, if you don't think this team's a Super Bowl caliber team quite yet, they haven't convinced you, what do you need to see? What's holding you back? We'll get back to the phones. And then we have some Michael Jordan audio.
Ooh.
And maybe it's old school. Maybe he's on to something. He's doing these conversations now with NBC, getting the NBA. Mm-hmm. And we'll play some of that audio for people here in a second. Tristan in Ortonville, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to talk about the offense. They have random days where it just feels like they'll just not click on all cylinders. Like in the Tampa Bay game, for example, I can think of three, four drives off the top of my head where, you know, they left points on the board. Like, that game could have easily been 9-40-something against the Browns. I know they scored, but it just felt like they left more to be desired.
Yeah, it hasn't been as, I think, consistent as it was early in the season last year.
Yeah, and it just, that's the only thing that worries me. It just feels like they're, like, if you have a stinker of a game against one of the top teams in the playoffs, like, it's just,
it's all over.
It's all over. Like, you don't get that second chance.
But I think they can improve offensively, and while I think there's another gear and they've left some points on the table, I also want to be, like, fair about this. They're number three in the league in scoring with 30 points per game, and their margin of victory is 9. Not as dominant as a year ago, but when you're nearly beating teams by double digits regularly, it's not exactly like, boy, I wish we had a good offense. We have a good offense. Maybe you wish it was great.
But I also think it can be great.
Yeah,
and I think
too.
It will be great. But I understand his point. Like there were times in that game where it stalled out. There were times in the Kansas City game where it just wasn't good enough. Obviously, they didn't score enough points. And it was nowhere to be found against Green Bay.
So the NBC deal with the NBA has led to Michael Jordan doing these sit-down conversations with Mike Tirico, and they've been dropping in portions
about once
of
or so a week.
And, well, the topic of load management came up. And, Greg, if we could play cut number one, this is Michael Jordan's thoughts on load management in today's NBA.
Agreed. Agreed. And load management in the NBA has driven me nuts ever since it became part of how teams operate throughout the course of the season. It never used to be a thing. And you can't say, well, it's more physical now. It's not. Look at the games that Jordan played against the Pistons. Look at how the NBA was officiated then versus now. It was much more physical. It was a brutal sport. And now there's little to no defense, little to no contact, unless you hit the ground because you're flopping. Like, that's the biggest contact that they have in NBA games right now. And I do agree with the fact that it is an entertainment business. You're getting paid exorbitant amounts of money. And you're telling me you can't go because you're tired?
I don't think it's that they can't go because they're tired. I think it's strategic. I think it's work smarter, not harder. They want to have them playing their best ball at the end of the season.
Then the NBA needs to play less games.
I mean, maybe that is the answer.
Well, it's not going to happen, but they played 82 back then. They play 82 now.
Yeah, but the argument is, as we get smarter, we want to play strategically. And while you're doing a disservice to your fans, which no fan's going to want to hear, their ultimate goal is to win as many games as possible and to position themselves as best to win the NBA championship. So if I got to sit a veteran player on a back-to-back in February to keep him fresh and playing his best at the end of the year, I mean, Jordan sounds like an old man in that clip. Well, he didn't have to, but that's not what we do anymore. We are smarter about it now.
I hate that argument.
Tougher. He was tougher. If that's what you want me to say, he was tougher. Doesn't mean it was smarter.
I mean, one of the reasons why we separate Jordan from LeBron is because Jordan wanted to go out there every single night and prove that he was the best player.
I think another way we separate him is LeBron's career is much longer. And I wonder if it has something to do with the fact that you get more out of your career when you take a Tuesday off here or there.
Yeah, but also Jordan stepped away.
Well, yes.
He could have still played. He decided to go play baseball for a little bit.
And the other part of this is not everybody's Jordan, not everybody's LeBron. Somebody else might need more maintenance to be their best in June. And what's, as a fan, I get it. You bought tickets. It might be the only game you go to that year, or one of only two or three you go to that year. The team, unfortunately, has to prioritize their performance over your fun Tuesday. That's why we've seen load management.
But he pointed out in some of this interview that the guy sitting in the 300 level that just worked his butt off to go to the game deserves me to be on the floor.
Yeah.
Right, but the team
you
is
don't agree with that.
No, the team is not worried about the guy in the 300 section. I hate to break it to that guy.
Well,
like, I'm not saying
become,
it's right
though.
Or wrong, but the team is more concerned about the performance of their players, not making every single fan happy. And I'll ask you as a fan, would you rather them make you happy today or run the organization in the way they think is best to win the championship?
If I buy tickets for my family and take them to the game, I want to see Cade Cunningham play.
Yeah.
And whatever happens, happens. Because you're trying to control something. Let it play out, okay? Jordan's career played out. Ooh, he suffered a 65-game injury in 86. He still went out after that and did what he did for his entire career. Stop trying to control everything and just go out and compete. And whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, and whatever happened to every time you go out there, you want to win that game. It feels like that's not the case anymore. We just want to win enough to get into the playoffs and then enough to win a championship.
Flip a switch when you get there.
Right.
We're heading towards a collision course where you could make an argument here. If Indiana wasn't doing what they were doing, that Ohio State could rest players against Michigan because they want to protect things. That's the world you want to live in? I think this has hurt the NBA significantly.
Oh, I think it has. I agree with that. Yeah.
Like if Steph or LeBron's not playing and you bought that ticket at LCA for your 10-year-old.
Dude, it sucks.
What do you say to them? How does that, and like that makes them not a fan.
Yeah.
Right. And these players are making this amount of money because fans buy tickets, fans buy gear, fans watch on TV. And so I do think there's a responsibility to actually go out and play.
Oh, I'm not saying it's right for the fans. I'm not saying it's right for the game. But as an individual team, you make decisions on how to get your guys to the finish line playing their best, freshest basketball. That's where it comes from. It's like the teams are setting out to do this intentionally to screw over the fans. It's a strategy, right?
Well, you just said that, you know, no, the team doesn't care about the fan in the 300 level.
You have to prioritize.
So you are screwing over the fan.
Well, what's more important? Steph Curry being his best at the end of the year or making a fan in Detroit where we don't even play happy? What should the Warriors prioritize?
How about you train in the offseason and you train throughout the course of the season so that you can play in 82 games? Does that you prepare? Like you're making enough money.
It's not that he can't, which is what I said at the start of this. Steph can play in every single game. Physically could play in every single game. If I run the Golden State Warriors, do I give a hill of beans whether a fan of Detroit gets to see Steph Curry in our only meeting? That matters zero to me if I'm the Golden State Warriors. What's more important is, hey, Steph didn't roll an ankle that day. Hey, Steph, who played on a back-to-back, catches his wind and is even better for it down the stretch. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm not saying I like the practice, but I get why it exists.
Okay, and I just disagree that's the mindset that they should have. You should put your players out there. They're making $50, $60, $70 million a year. And it's all the fans that are footing the bill and expecting them to go out there and play. If you show up at the stadium, at the arena, you want to see the best players and not show up and then all of a sudden, oh, well, you know, Steph's not going today or LeBron's not going today.
We got a bunch of people on hold. We'll play a little more of Michael Jordan. We'll get right to the phones next. It's 97.1.
America's favorite place to watch every single sport we've got, especially football this time of year, is Stadium Swim. Located at Circa Resort and Casinos. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. You can chill in one of the six pools for a perfect view, no matter where you are, of their massive 40-foot-tall, high-definition screen. It's located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas and is right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's Michael Jordan on NBC with Mike Tirico. Doesn't understand the load management. Said he felt he had a duty to show up and play every single game. For the fans that were fans of him, but also the fans he wanted to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
He referenced, you know, coming to the palace and, you know, he wanted to shut up the guy in the 300 level. Not a surprise. Michael Jordan,
not pro load management.
Right. And I mean, Charles Barkley has been very vocal on it as well. One of his quotes recently is, wait a minute, you're going to make $70 million and you can't play basketball 3 or 4 days a week. They fly private. They get the best medical stuff ever created. People working the steel mill every day, I'm pretty sure they tired too, but they go to work every day.
Let's get to the phones. Marcus in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, so I never thought I would be agreeing with Isaiah Thomas and Michael Jordan in the same sentence, right? So I agree in the sense of with the load management thing, it's ridiculous. If you're going to sit a superstar, like I heard you say earlier, you know, don't want to roll an ankle, sit a veteran back-to-back on a back-to-back game, then you need to lower the prices, because I'm coming to see Kay Cunningham. I'm not coming to see Bobby Womack, you know, spending, you know, $150, $200, depending on where you're sitting at, $300 seats. Like, the NBA needs to do stuff with that. Isaiah Thomas said, you know, if you look at the NBA now, you have about 6 or 7 guys almost averaging 40 points right now at the top, sitting at the top. Isaiah Thomas said he would kill himself damn near if it's the pride. I'm not going to let a guy put 40 on me. And the NBA is not playing any defense. I'm watching these games. I saw the interview, and I totally agree with Michael Jordan 100%, because right now I'm in a labor-intensive job, right? I want low management, but guess what? I can't. I got to feed my family.
Go to your boss and be like, hey, it'll be good for our profits in Q1 next year if I get Friday off. See how that goes.
Yeah, you know, I listen to you guys every morning. You guys don't do low management. You get your vacation days. You go here to do your thing. And then you come here and you put on a good show. Yeah. I listen to you guys all 5 a day for the most part. So for a guy making $80 million, and you don't have to play, I mean, you're playing basketball. That's fun. You're playing a sport.
It should be. You're right.
Low management.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like if the Lions say, you know what? Jared Goff, we're in low management. We're going to do the backup quarterback. We will have a fit here in Detroit. We would have absolutely a fit. We're running for something.
Of course. I think some of this is, too, like there's so many more games in the NBA.
Right. And I get your point.
Yeah.
And it's a valid point. But if I'm watching a game or if I'm going to turn on the NBA, I value toughness as one of the things that I want to see. And I just don't see toughness. I don't see toughness in a lot of sports right now. And the money that these guys are making is crazy. And it doesn't equate with the amount of effort that you believe you're seeing. And I say believe because I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, and we don't really know what injuries are or aren't. But I value toughness, and I just don't see it today.
I wouldn't be against minute management in terms of you're going to set a minute count like they set pitch counts.
Right.
At least you're seeing them play.
Cool. Zero.
That's not what I meant.
Greg, go ahead.
I could get into a lot of points here. Here's one thing I really want to stress. John, you mentioned it in the early points. This is how teams operate. I want this to be it's teams managing their players. It's not more than players are saying, I can't play or I don't want to play. I think we should have organizational first language when we talk about load management. This is what teams are doing. This isn't players tapping out.
Well, I think there are some players that are tapping out. That's the problem. I think there are some players that are going to the management.
I think it's solely been put on that, and I think that's wrong. Like, I think Barkley is more like hyper-focused on solely player-first issue, and I think it's an organizational issue for reasons that have been mentioned.
Well, and I think we could acknowledge it's not good for the brand, the product, the fans. We got a ticket text from a guy who says, I took my son to a Lakers game. Huge LeBron fan. He sat out for load management. Now my kid hates LeBron. Like, it's not good for your brand. It's not good for your product. It's not good for your fans at any price level,
right,
including the 300 level fans that Jordan referenced.
And in light of the news that we had last week, now all of a sudden you're raising the question of, okay, well, why isn't this player playing?
But the strategy is all I try to bring up. Not that I like it, but I get why teams do it. Is they're saying, season's so long, we're going to be in the playoffs anyway. I got a veteran player. No, he's not actively injured, but on a back-to-back, burnout's real. If we have the luxury of sitting him, it's not going to cost us a playoff spot. We're okay with trading that off. And we are more beholden to our results on the floor at the end of the year than we are to individual fans. As hard a pill as that is to swallow for fans who may only be going to that one game to see that one player one time. Let's get to Pedro. You're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Janta, you know, you said about toughness in all sports.
I think it's really just the NBA because it's the only sport you see load management. It's the only, like, I used to love the NBA, right? And I still watch just the Pistons now. Like, if I try to turn on, like, a regular national game, I turn it off just because it's, like you said, you don't know who's playing. I am so sick of the referees calling a foul every 5 seconds. It stops the flow of the game. You can't play any defense. And then when you watch the NBA, too, it seems like half the guys aren't even trying.
Yeah.
Like, you watch half the guys jog up and down the court. Like, it's just it's just become...
Well, Pedro, we made that point last year that the Pistons picked up a bunch of games just by trying.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not what I, you know, and it's more than just this reason. It's just all of it. You have all these guys making all this money. At least try. And the NHL, no one's not trying. The NFL, you have to try or get your head ripped off. You know, MLB is kind of a different sport, right? But, like, I feel like when you compare it to all professional sports, this is the only sport where you see these type of issues, where you just feel like when you're watching, it's a dishonest product, if that makes sense.
Totally get it.
Yeah, I mean, it's all, but just give you one ticket text before we get to Dan.
Yeah.
Please get Campbell's take on load management and then tell him Costa loves it. That's from Kendall.
I feel like I'm getting, like, people hear what they want to hear because this ticket text says, start giving cookies rest days so we can get better takes out of them.
Yeah.
Which day would be
best for you? I mean, probably Wednesday, right, maybe
middle of the week,
Thursday.
Yeah,
Wednesday, so you can have a strong Friday.
Good Friday with
going
the
to the weekend. I know you've got a busy weekend.
Well, there's five of us, so we each get one day.
Everybody take a day.
Yeah, but I value toughness, so I'm going to be here.
Oh yeah,
built different.
Again, I don't like it. I try to understand it. I don't like it.
That's not what it sounded like.
Well, no, nobody could be quite as tough as John Jansen.
Well,
you kind of are Tim the Tool Man. Can you give us a...
No, I don't think this is a tough guy. I don't think this is just...
Don't play his drop game.
No.
Damn it. This text just came in. I like load management. Signed, Tarek Skubal.
Again, it's... but to Greg's point, where we think it's about the franchise and it's their philosophy... We didn't hear or see much pushback like we did from Max Scherzer.
Yeah.
You know, on the mound, if somebody comes out to take him out, and he's screaming at him as soon as the manager leaves the dugout.
We do have Lions head coach Dan Campbell coming up next. We'll also tell you how you can win tickets to the Lions games. It's 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.